America Extension Almanac.
Home gardeners who have extra pesticides need to find a place to safely store them over the winter. Nebraska Extension educator John Fesch talks about some practical tips to keep safe storage of chemical pesticides.
Well, the first thing that people need to do is take an inventory of just all what you have. And many times during the gardening season, people have used up a particular product or bought a new one and forgotten all about it. So it's a good idea just to make a list. It's important to look at the packaging itself and to check the condition of the packaging. Many times the liquids can be a little bit on the leaky side, and sometimes the dry materials can be in a torn package and also be leaking, but more of in a spillage kind of sense. And so it's always a good idea just to check the condition of the materials themselves. Well, during the growing season, we recommend using the product up, finding a good use for it, one that is consistent with the labeling, and especially consistent with the site where you would apply it. But here in the early winter, that's really not an option. So what we recommend is checking with your local extension educator and finding a place for that to be recycled. Many times it's the local co-op in places like Omaha and Lincoln. There are special sites, but across the state, we really recommend checking with your local extension educator for the local site where that can be recycled. These are not materials that really belong in a regular trash can type of situation. Not down the drain, not with mixed with the family trash. These really deserve some special attention, and that's why that local resource of your local extension educator can be so beneficial. So the materials that you find that are still in good shape can certainly be used in the next growing season. And the way to make sure that they enter 2020 in good condition is to keep them in a dark and dry and non-frozen sort of storage area. And that's a way to do it. That way the pesticides and the fertilizers don't degrade any longer over the next 4 months or so, and they are in good shape when they enter the next growing season. Expiration date is an interesting question. For the most part, not really, unless the products are more than, say, 5 to 8 years old. And most of the time, they're not. Now, when you're cleaning out grandma's storage closet after you're selling and having the estate sale, that's certainly possible that you could be dealing with some really old materials. But then again, you want to lean on your local extension educator for some advice, and they'll tell you how to go about that, and just how to analyze what you've got and what you don't have and what can be used and what needs to be recycled. So expiration date, it really boils down to the condition of the packaging and how they've been stored. And if they've been in a dark, dry, non-frozen condition, the bulk of these products can be used with no problem. You know, they are dangerous products, and they're really not for everyday use by people who are unaware. People who have been gardening for a while usually understand these products, and certainly farmers are, you know, it's their professional business to understand these products and how they can be used. And they're not for children. These are products for adults. And so therefore, they need to be out of the reach of children and preferably in a locked container, a locked cabinet that is marked very specifically and very clearly, keep out of the reach of children, pesticides inside, or something along that line, so that people don't go around you know, making mistakes and what they're all about in terms of what's in the container. And they need to be kept in their original container, not put in some kind of a milk jug or something like that. It needs to be in their original container and stored in a locked cabinet out of the reach of children.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.